720 WGN. I saw this story and I'm like, I got to talk to this guy because thank God somebody is doing it. Glenn Rischke is the founder of the Divvy Fishers Society. Glenn, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. When I identified you as like a partner of Dan O'Connor, and then I'm like, no, not a partner in that term. But you know the Great Lake Jumper, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a buddy of mine. We've known him for like 20 years now.
Oh, cool. He's been on the show, and I really never gave it much thought about what you might encounter when you jump into Lake Michigan, but you are finding divvy bikes. Lots of them, huh?
Lots right in the area that we swim in almost every day.
Wow. And how often do you swim in Lake Michigan?
Most days. I'd say four to five days a week, sometimes seven.
That's awesome. And do you have a whole group that you swim with?
Yeah, we have a winter swimming group that my wife and I became part of this winter. We were out there doing our mental health exercises.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, there's nothing better than a cold splash, a cold plunge that'll wake you up and clear your brain.
That is true.
One morning, you pulled out 17 divvy bikes out of the lake near Montrose Harbor?
No, I wouldn't say one morning. It was the ones near Montrose were over the course of 3 days. But within a 500-yard section of the break wall there at the bird sanctuary, there were 17, probably more, that we didn't see, but for sure.
I had no idea. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I had no idea that people were renting a divvy bike and then tossing it in the lake. Aren't they fined? Don't they lose money? Don't you put out a deposit?
I don't know how it all works. Divvy hasn't gotten back to us about any of it. I've never rented a divvy bike, so I don't know how the billing on those work.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I'm thinking they're losing money and they should be supporting you or paying you for what you're doing. What is your motivation? Is it environmental or you just want them out of the way when you're swimming?
It's environmental for sure. Most of the bikes that we've pulled out of the water are e-bikes. So they have very large batteries attached to them. And so these batteries have just been, in some cases, seemingly been in the water for at least a year.
Mm. Wow. It's just polluting our waters.
You'd think that. This last Saturday, we were down by the Shedd Aquarium. There were four of us, and we pulled out 15 divvy bikes just in, again, probably another 500-yard section of the lakefront.
A former employee of Divvy said, tourists come here, rent bikes, leave them idly by the lake, and someone runs off with them. It's a story as old as Divvy, said this former employee, who wished to remain anonymous and who worked at the company for 8 years. They were then quoted as saying, I don't think the people dumping the bikes in the lake are the ones renting them, but somebody's getting effed. Because, somebody's getting charged for that. You do get charged for a lost or a stolen divvy bike. I guess it could cost up to $1,200. That's why I think they need to, support your group. If you just tuned in, this is Glenn Rischke, and he is, you started this group yourself, right? It's called the Divvy Fishers Society. How many people?
I mean, it's basically just my friends. We hang out at the lake quite often. We were just kind of joking about it one day, and I think my friend Maria was the one who coined the phrase Divvy Fisher Society. it's been a little bit kind of fun to do. It feels certainly like fishing. We see one at the bottom, and somebody dives down, and we hook it with a rope and a climbing carabiner, and then we just pull it up.
And how deep is that? How deep are they?
I would say the average depth is about 8 feet. Okay. Maybe it gets a little bit deeper in some sections, but 8 to 10 feet, not that deep.
It looks like you're going to be at this for a long time because the article in the paper said that Amsterdam, very famous for their bike-centric streets, they've pulled over 15,000 bikes out of the canals each year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of bikes. I think 15,000 might be as many Divvy bikes as there are.
Yeah, in Chicago.
That would be something. Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris Anker, who's on our show a lot, he's a senior biologist with the Forest Preserves of Cook County. He was talking about how the water in Lake Michigan has improved dramatically, but, you know, this is not helping at all. So how many bikes have you fished out of Lake Michigan?
Well, we've only fished in two spots, like literally only two spots, maybe 1,000 yards worth of lakefront, and we've pulled out 32 bikes.
And I think there's, what, over 20 miles of lakefront?
Yeah, I think there's 24 miles of lakefront.
Wow.
So, yeah, do the math.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bikes in the water, to mention probably most likely in the Chicago River as well.
I would imagine. What else have you found while you're out there?
Well, this last weekend we found two regular bikes. A stroller, and I think we pulled out one of the scooters as well.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And just a rope, is it like a tug-of-war contest where you're all pulling? Because it's got to, you know, even though a bike is not that heavy, when you're pulling it from 8 or 10 feet through water, seems like it would be a tough feat.
It's considerably lighter under the water, and we can pretty much get it to the edge of the ledge. And as soon as somebody gets a hand on a tire, we can yank it out pretty easily.
And then what do you do with it?
We create a sculpture. No, I'm kidding. We just lay them next to each other on the, you know, on the ledge, hoping to create some awareness that there are these bikes in the lake. Almost every single person that walks by them takes a picture of them. And as we're doing it, almost every single person that's walking by asks us why people are doing this.
Right.
And I cannot speak to that, but we all wonder the same thing. Why is this happening?
I really like the idea of a sculpture. I think that you should get inventive, make it huge, make it tall, and keep adding to it and, you know, get Divvy's attention. Yeah.
The first batch that we pulled 2 weeks ago is still out at Montrose. Like, we've called Divvy, we've called the Park District, we've talked to the Harbor Master at Montrose, and no one wants to touch it. It just is astonishing to me.
It is to me, too. Thank you for doing what you do. I mean, what a difference you're making in keeping that lake clean and safe for swimmers. And I just, I love that you guys are in the water every single day.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we love it, too. You should come join us sometime.
I will do that. I was in Lake Vermilion last week. It was 62 degrees, and I went in every single day, and there was nothing that felt better.
It's a piece of cake. Dan and I will get in touch with you, and you'll come out with us one day.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. That is Glenn Rischke. He is the founder of the Divvy Fisher Society. They're doing something nobody else wants to do. The news is next with Lauren Lapka from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.